disgyn i Morris, walk over the ergyd. Where's Baines? Where's Baines? Di sgorio dros gap Ceir Connor.
Ac mae Cwpan Cymru 2017-2018 yn mynd i Ceir Connor. Mae hynny yn o'n
cyflwyno y Cwpan i George Horan. A Ceir Connor ydi enillwyr Cwpan Nathaniel MG.
So, Mike Wilde, I'm here with yourself, obviously, today. Now, another JD Cymru Premier title under your belt. Obviously, you've won titles before in the Welsh League and elsewhere, obviously. How does this one differ for you personally?
Yeah, it's certainly up there. Obviously, being the most latest. And probably because the achievement levels of what we went to this year, really, as well. Obviously, to be able to curve CNS's dominance really as well. That's something that I personally set out from when I left CNS. Yeah. I wanted to be able to go to another football club and be able to have a massive impact on them and hopefully progress them in European competitions, but ultimately as well domestically and start winning trophies with them. So I feel like there's been a lot of boxes been ticked over the years, and this probably just like puts the cherry on top of the cake.
Does it make it a sweeter reward for you like that, with it being the culmination of sort of a 4 or 5 year journey?
Yeah, it does. It shows you the progression of the football club and the team, and then me as well. You know, I've changed a hell of a lot from being a player that I was probably 5 years ago.
Yeah,
and ultimately that's down to the management and the team I'm playing with, and new challenges that get set. So having to learn to probably adapt, it probably took longer than what I anticipated, but then now we're kind of reaping the rewards, and we've had not just with the Welsh Prem, but obviously we've had a lot of success stories.
Yeah. On a personal level for you as well, another great season goal scoring wise, 16 goals for you in all competitions. You got to be delighted with that as well.
Yeah, I was. I mean, something that's come out this year as well is probably the assists as well. So I know Jay Holmes was saying how many assists they had. This was probably about 3 or 4 months ago. So I think about that to the game as well. If they count, every now and again to one of the wide men or Jamie or whoever it was or Cuz. But so the assists, the goals, and obviously a little bit gutted from a personal point of view that I haven't been able to carry on the season. I'm finished with probably a higher goal tally than 16 because I set myself personal targets and my personal target was slightly higher than that, but can only control the controllable, I suppose, and we weren't able to get back to normal play.
Yeah, obviously you're one of the lucky few that have already played in the Champions League as well. Obviously it's a new experience for us as a club, but for yourself, you obviously scored your hat-trick in 2015 in the competition. Is that something you'll be looking to emulate again now with ourselves?
100%, yeah. It's great experience. Obviously, we've managed to sample Europa, but now it's an even bigger stage now with Champions League. Something that I know I'm relishing, and I'm sure a lot of the lads are as well. And the excitement of not knowing who we're going to have, and the build up to it, and then actually playing and just being a part of it. It's what we do this for, really, and it's exciting times ahead with that.
Looking back as well over the season, obviously we did also pick up the Nathaniel MG Cup, yourself scoring a brace in the final, another medal in your trophy cabinet, another great memory for yourself as well there.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. It was a brilliant occasion. I mean, the competition throughout that year, really enjoyable. And obviously in the final, where obviously we did what we had to do in the first half almost. And it was very successful and really enjoyable. Enjoyed that day tremendously.
On that day, we had a good showing of fans. We seem to be getting a slightly bigger fan base recently as well, obviously, whether the success is helping that. What have you got to say to those fans as well for their support this season?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. I mean, I can memorise some of the occasions that we've had, especially over the past 12 months now, where even these sides have been packed out, especially on that league league final day as well, the League Cup final day. The fans have been brilliant, you know, very supportive. And I get a lot of messages on social media and that, obviously congratulating us off the fans. And yeah, it'll be good to let them watch Champions League football next year.
Jamie, just what does it mean to you personally to have won the JD Cymru Premier this season?
Yeah, I think it's a massive achievement. I don't think the Welsh League gets the recognition that it deserves. And it's something that's definitely going to be up there in my honours when I retire, something to look back on. It's probably one of the bigger achievements that I've accomplished so far in my career to date.
Obviously, you joined the club with the dreams of playing in Europe and winning the league. Did you ever imagine realistically that you'd have all of these memories that we've created this season, the likes of Kilmarnock, Partizan, winning the Nathaniel MG Cup and now obviously winning the league?
Yeah, well, I remember, Nick, before I signed, I remember the Gaff and Craig took me to the office and sold me this dream and about playing in Europe and the heights we could go to. And I took it as a pinch of salt, just thinking, oh, well, it's only going to be two games in Europe, and how they were right and how I was very wrong. I think it's going to be memories that's going to stick with me for life, and it's probably one of the my proudest achievements to date.
Absolutely. On a personal note as well, 17 goals for yourself in all competitions, first goal of the season at Cardiff Met and last goal of the season against Ballor. Obviously, you must be pleased with that as well.
Yeah, I think if you speak to any striker, your aim is to score as many goals as you can. And if you're not scoring goals, as long as the team's winning, then you're happy. But I was brought in to score goals, and I got told if I score between 15 and 20, then we won't be far off. And I think I've done that job this year. It's not just me, between Waldy, Bax and Curran who's come in. I think we've got a healthy amount of goals which go around the squad, so we don't rely on one player. But yeah, from a striker's point of view, it's always good to score goals, and it's something that I found quite easy for my career.
Yeah, very good. Is there anything as well that you'd like to say to the fans, obviously, that have followed us up to Scotland and Carmarthen? There might not be many, but there's plenty in volume over the season.
I think what you've got with the Connors Quay fans is whether it's home or away, they travel. And it's a great time to be a part of Connors Quay at the minute. And I think the fan bases from this can only grow. And these diehard fans live it up and enjoy, because it's going to be a massive ride again next year.
You're always personally having a little bit of banter with people on social media. Obviously, it's come to the fore a little bit over the last couple of weeks since we've stopped playing football. Is that what you see as part and parcel of the game nowadays, though?
You know what, Nick? To start with, it is a bit of banter. But when you've got people like the TNS manager, let's be honest, the bloke's a chancer. And for me, he's not very respectful for other teams, and the way he's gone around things, it isn't professional. And I think the job's too big for him, and that's where the banter did start. But some of the comments and that, it does make it personal. And that's no disrespect to any of their players. I've got the most utmost respect for all their squad. I think they're talented individuals. But to be at this precise moment, to be led by someone like that, I don't know how you could look up to him. But apart from that, I have a bit of banter with Mike. I know his heart's in the right place, even if it don't come out right sometimes. But there's a lot of pressure on them next year, because they've been living on Craig's legacy for a couple of years now. So it'd be interesting to see what route he does and whether he sticks down that managerial route. But like I said, this is all about us. Whether they turned up their best or they never, no one was stopping us this year. We were that good, Nick. And it's easy saying it being a Connors Quay player, but there was nobody out there that was stopping us winning that league. And if there was anyone, it would have probably been Ballor. But even I think we was too strong for them, winning three times this season, drawing once.
That's fantastic, Jamie. Just want to say a final congratulations. Obviously, fantastic achievement. Domestic double winner.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, Nick. Thank you.